It's Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and now live from London, it's the Chris Moyle Show. Coming up today, Nick and Matt Appleton will be telling us how they left All Saints to set up their own footwear emporium in our new feature, Pure Shoes.
Bad to the bone.
But now, please welcome a man who just bought some new trainers. It's Chris Moyles.
I'm Dave Pierce.
Let's rock! Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Ben Lizzy, and Will. The greatest radio team in the history of broadcasting.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Getting fit for 2001 thing is going out of control, madly out of control.
We start today, officially.
Well, yesterday, if you listen, we had Lady Jim Jane on the show. No, Jim Lady Jane.
Jim Lady, yeah.
Yeah. And then we took us to the pub afterwards and discovered that she can certainly knock back the rum and cokes. And then she finished about halfway this morning. She was fine as well. Mm. So she took us all off. She said to us yesterday when we finished the show,
oh, no, you need new trainers. All your trainers are crap.
So I'm like, what?
I just got a new, but these lovely new, no, you have to go buy new trainers.
She's quite posh.
Yeah.
You have to go get new trainers.
So we all have to go off today and buy new trainers from this bizarre place. And what they do is, they go, yeah, do you want to try them on? Yeah. Just as a favour, just run down to that lamppost and back again. It's like a little alleyway, and you got to run past a sandwich shop with everybody in there smoking fags and eating sandwiches. It's very weird.
I felt really embarrassed. They're all looking out the window, weren't they?
Yeah. Anyway, so we've all bought our new trainers, and Lizzie, right, who's that, you know, lovely Lizzie off the show, because she's completely insane, she's gone, let's put our new trainers on for the show. So she went and brought everybody's trainers down, and they've all got changed into the new trainers, like the sad losers that they are.
They're cool, these trainers.
And if I hear one more time from any of them,
oh, it's like working on air. Oh, it's like bouncing on the moon.
They've got new bloody trainers. They're not, like, made by NASA or anything.
But they're proper ones. They're, like, professional ones.
They're trainers for training in. They're not just, like, for fashion or style. They're for running around and stuff.
Yeah. Action trainers. Yeah.
So I've got mine.
Put yours on.
I'm not putting them on, no. And, because I've got flat feet, so I have to have special ones.
That's what we said.
Yeah. What?
Calipers.
What?
Nothing.
Forrest Gump.
Mine are nicer than you.
There we go.
They're mine. Mine are the best ones.
No, I think you'll find these.
These are great.
They're the best.
Honestly, I'll be fighting BT. The girls off in the park with these.
These are sponsored by BT.
No, they're not BT.
They are.
It says 8T so on the back.
A BT from there.
And it's also Hydroflow. Whatever that means. What does that mean?
Don't know.
Anyway, they're very nice.
Go make your own fast.
And because Lizzie's only small and she takes her like a 4.5, she got tweenies trainers, which are really nice. So, but it's all getting out of control, it really is.
So tomorrow, officially, right, 11 o'clock, yeah. We start the action.
Right. How stupid is that? We've actually got to go.
Running.
To a park in London and train tomorrow. On the web, my arse. What's on the web?
Your pitch to you.
When? What?
All those training
from
yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Will goes, we're not going to shut of all of us with our trainers. So they took a picture of us standing outside Radio 1, holding up our carrier bags with our trainers in. Unbelievable.
Very funny.
You've never seen anybody get so excited about buying trainers.
We're going to get fit. It's going to be so fantastic.
So anyway, for 2001, we're going to get physical. Baby. baby. I've got a stitch, I wanna walk. So tomorrow we've got to go to a park in London and we're going to have our first training session with this mad, posh personal trainer. And what we're going to do, do we know?
Running, I think. Exercise and stuff.
Because, of course, you know, I'm so into my exercising, it hurts. And she was there last night in the pub with us going, I can't believe you drink this much. She's knocking back rum and coke. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Lizzie and Will left the pub before she did. Anyway, so tomorrow's show, we'll have details about A, how our trainers worked, B, what happened in our training session, and C, what it looks like at the local casualty department after I got dragged in there from falling over. It's time for We've got Richard Bacon on the show today. Television's funniest man.
Yeah.
He is.
I know.
Aha! Oh. Coming up later. We said it's time for action. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom selection, yeah. Dave.
Absolutely.
Genius Crew, and that's Crew spelled C-R-U, of course.
No diggity.
No doubt. Page of the Daily Star says it's all off. All Saints split up after a huge row.
This has been brewing though, hasn't it?
Yeah, you couldn't see that coming for the past 2 years. I think it's quite sad though, do you know what I mean? Because they're doing some really good stuff at the moment.
They're now doing the best stuff they've ever done. Pure Shores is the best record, I think.
Yeah. So, I don't know what's happening, and there's a lot of bitchiness going on in the papers. So, I don't know. If any of them are listening and they want to phone up and tell us what's going on...
We're here to help.
We'll take their phone call.
Yeah.
Because I like All Saints.
Mm.
Nikki, Natalie, Chesney. Don't really know Melanie that well. She's been fairly quiet. But I believe they're all nice girls from what I've heard.
Mm.
And apparently now they're all blaming each other for the split. According to The Sun... the Appleton sisters are blaming the other ones for the problem. They're blaming Mel.
There's always been a divide there, though, hasn't there? With the two sisters and then the two other ones.
Well, apparently, it says here, a source told Dominic Mullen's Bazaar in The Sun, the underlying issue was Melanie Blatt's inability to commit to the group. She was the one who refused to do the scheduled Australia tour. And the Appletons have been forced out by these tantrums rather than wanting to leave.
There's also the fact that Chesney and Melanie are essentially, from what I believe, the sort of the talent, aren't they? If you like, songwriting and singing.
Well, it would seem that way, but then again, I have seen them sing live, right, all four of them.
Mm.
And they can all sing collectively as a group,
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in that respect, they've all got their part to play.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're just standing at the back like, you know, Keith and Shane from Boyzone used to stand there.
Or those
Terry,
two from East 17.
Terry and June from East 17. But what a shame. And I can't, no offence, but I can't see the Amptons going off and doing solo stuff. So what would they do?
I don't know.
Apart from go home and count their money and have more babies.
Get pictured in Hello magazine.
So in The Sun, it's which saint do you hate the most? We all know the All Saints hate each other, but which one do you hate the most?
It's this, you know, to help with the rift, obviously.
Yeah, and it's either Nicole, Chesney, Natalie Mel, or all of them, which I think is a bit harsh. Do you know what I mean?
I hate's a very strong word, really.
Huh?
Hate's a strong word.
You're right, hippie boy. Well, no, I know. I know it says that. Wilson's pointing out that it looks like Nicole and Natalie are going to sign a record contract.
But they've got a book deal as well, haven't they? Aren't they bringing out a book basically talking about their sort of relationships and stuff?
They've only been around for like 2 minutes, though, do you know what I mean? They've had like a few good records and it's just starting for them.
When was I the first one? Was that 95 or 96?
What, Never Ever?
No, I know where it's at.
Was the first single, wasn't
late
it?
Late 96. Is it? Well, yeah, I suppose they've been around. Well, so they have been around a little bit longer than I thought. But you know what? Just, I don't know. I don't get it. Besides, I mean, the thing is, though, I mean, looking from the outside in, and I'm quite happy to say that I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. But Nicole and Natalie, they seem the showbiz ones who like going down the Met bar and having the photographs taken. So to accuse Melanie of being the lazy one, not the, being uncommitted, seems a bit strange. Chasney seems the only one who, like, buckles down and gets on with it and kind of doesn't like to cause any trouble. But then again, maybe she's the cow.
We just don't know.
We don't know, do you?
You know.
Will?
I have no idea.
Who do you reckon is the cow?
It's not going to be...
Which is the Jerry Halliwell of the All Saints?
It's not Chesney.
Not that there's ever been a fat ginger bird in All Saints, obviously.
Not Chesney, is it?
Who's your favourite All Saint?
I'm not that bothered about them, to be honest.
Dave?
In what? In looks?
Well, no, you're just your favourite All Saint.
I don't know, probably Nick...
With the horse?
Yeah, Nick, I suppose. No.
I like them all equally.
Do
and
you?
I respect their music.
That's a cop out.
But if anybody, any of the girls would like to phone up and slag the other ones off, it's 08700 100 100.
You there. Are you a Limp Bizkit?
That's Coldplay, and they're in trouble. Okay, it's 25 minutes now past the hour of 4 o'clock. This is Radio 1. Get busy.
All right.
Yeah. Come on. You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, yeah.
Got any trainers on?
We're
yeah.
We're gonna work that body.
Work that body, baby. Come on, everyone. I just spoke to my mum. She goes, I'm really proud of what you're doing. That's so great. And I'll say a prayer for you. I hope it goes well. She's from Wales, my mother.
I haven't done anything yet.
What?
This is what? She's proud that you've bought some new trainers?
Yeah, I bought new trainers. I'm halfway there to a physical Adonis. Ness. Thank you very much.
Was it today? Didn't you plan to reduce your lager intake to down to 30 pints a week?
Well, yeah, I said so. If I drink an average 50 pints a week and I knock it down to 30 pints a week, surely that's got to be a good start.
Mm.
And she, and God bless her, she went, yeah, that would be good.
And we're allowed KFC once a week?
Yeah. Which is great because I don't have KFC once a week at the moment. Probably have it once every 4 months, something like that. So that's great. I get to eat more KFC. I like that. And we've got our new trainers, and we're going to go to the park tomorrow, and we're going to go running. I don't know. I've got nothing to wear, though. That's the only thing.
Where's all your gym kit from when we used to go to the gym when we were healthy?
I burnt it.
Did you?
In protest. They wouldn't let me smoke on the treadmill, so I burnt my... You know, like women used to burn their bras?
Yeah, you burnt your tracky bottoms.
Yeah, I was saying, equality for all chubby people. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
We're here, we're proud, we're fat, or something, I don't know. We're here, we're fat, we're not moving. Get used to it.
And that's that.
Yeah. Not that we, you know, we don't want to move, we just can't because we're too fat. So tomorrow we'll be working out, and then tomorrow afternoon on the air, we'll tell you all about it.
We'll be sore.
Huh?
We'll be sore, I reckon.
Hey, we're doing some jogging. I don't know what workout you think we're going to have. Track, it's Mystique and Why.
Why? What?
I love that.
Good.
Why?
Oh, I see.
I just think it's great. No, I mean, I love it.
Why?
No, just say I love it too.
I love it too.
Will?
Why?
No, just say you love it.
I love it too.
Why?
I love it too.
Meg Matthews is demanding a $10 million divorce settlement from her estranged husband, Noel Gallagher, or she will dish the dirt on their stormy marriage. I say, stuff her, Noel, give her nothing, and let her dish the dirt anyway. You're a rock and roll star, what damage could it possibly do? Yeah, well, he used to go out all night and drink.
Yeah, nice one.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
What can he do that's going to ruin his reputation for being hard man of rock?
Tell her to shove it.
$10 million, my ass. Right, Richard Baker will be on the show in just a bit. Jennifer Lopez on the way. Here's Caroline. Caroline? Who's Caroline?
Who is he?
I'll do it again.
Yeah. Radio
1. Richard Baker on the show in just a bit. Jennifer Lopez on the way. Here's News and Sport with Caroline and Philip at 4:30.
No ban on depleted uranium. That's
that's it.
Was that you, Philip?
It was me, actually. I was just trying to recreate the
Carolyn's
sound of my
going, helicopter. And the weather, and Philip's going, this is the script.
How did you know it was me?
Well, she's not. Carolyn's not going to be reading the weather going, and the weather, it's going to be dry and bright, is she?
Well, she is ambidextrous.
I thought she was Gemini. Oh, I'm here all week.
Sadly.
I'm really upset about the All Saints girls.
Well, it might not be true.
Do you think?
Well, we don't know, but it might not be.
Is there an official statement from their camp?
Not yet.
The girls are saying nothing.
Exactly. But their manager has returned from the Caribbean, so I reckon that gives you a bit of a clue.
Well, the holiday could have been over.
No, it wasn't.
Ah.
He's cut short his holiday. You wouldn't do that if there's nothing up, would you?
I get it.
Unless it was like a really bad hotel.
Yeah.
Next to a building site. You never know.
Could be.
Yeah. All right, we'll find out.
We'll
any news, will you let me know?
You'll be the first to know.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Do you think that the All Saints girls will be sitting there going, we better phone that crazy Chris Miles and tell him what's going on?
No.
No, neither do I. It would be nice if they did. Nicole could join Oasis. Do you know what I mean? Nicole and Natalie, new backing singers for Oasis. How about the Pepsi and Shirley for a new rock generation? See, Will hit the vocal on that record with a sweeper.
Mm.
You don't do that. You don't do it, do you?
It's a crime.
You have to start it from the beginning and just play it as normal. What were you thinking?
I've been tight.
You've been tight?
Yeah.
Been tight last night in the pub?
Yeah,
thanks.
Good Lord. Whose round is it? Can't be mine.
Why not?
Because I'm tight. That record's going to be played like this. Right.
It's only like 6 seconds, blimey.
Yeah, but not like... Radio 1, across the UK, Radio 1. Not like that, you see, it ruins it.
Respect the music, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Because, of course, if we respect Robbie's music...
Yeah.
...he might one day, before we all die, actually come on the show in person. Which he never does.
We're hoping.
He's never been on the show.
He's been on the phone,
but he's never been bothered to get off his lazy, toned ass and get in, come and see us. And, which makes me angry, because if it wasn't for us, where would he be?
Exactly.
Two words. Barlow Gary. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for us, Owen Mark. That's all I'm saying.
Donald Howard.
Exactly.
Duck Donald.
Jackson Tito. Do you know what I'm saying? We're going to bring in the funniest man on British television, on the television in the UK, in fact.
Same thing, is it not?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
The UK and Europe.
Where is he?
Bacon, get your ass in here. Bacon rolls into the studio.
Here he comes.
Here he is. Aha! It's Richard Bacon!
Thanks very much.
Thanks. How are you?
All right, thanks.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you.
I mean, nice to see you.
We were quite close friends some months ago.
Yeah, when you needed us, and now, of course, that you're rich and successful, you just drop us by the showbiz media tart that you've become.
You stopped calling me!
We were close in the last millennium, weren't we?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you helped me through a difficult time.
We did.
You held my hand.
Yeah, we paid for a lot of rounds.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Took you to the Chinese, didn't we?
Yeah, you did. On the day I got asked to leave my last job, we
introduced you to them hookers.
Yeah.
That was a good
night.
And
then you started playing rugby because of it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Great days, no longer with us.
I know.
Let's rekindle our friendship.
I'd like that.
Oh, you're lovely, aren't you?
Thanks.
Can I just say, you are the highlight. And at points, the only reason to watch The Big Breakfast in the morning.
Really?
Really. And I want to applaud you for being so funny on The Big Breakfast. You really are. You have made that your own.
Yeah, I love the job. It's a lot of early mornings in sort of slightly odd places around the country. But
Milton Keynes?
Coventry.
Cirencester. Mm. Plymouth. Swindon. Yeah, no, I mean, it's a good job. It's sometimes you stand there at 5 a.m. in the rain and you think, why am I doing it? But generally...
And then you think of the money.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I've just bought a new house, so...
Well, you could see. You must have a great agent.
Actually, I have. You must try her sometime.
Well, you're offering. Thank you very much. I don't know what kind of deal you've struck there. But no, it's good. So, you're still doing the big... You're not leaving the big breakfast?
No, I'm not, no. I've signed up for another, sort of 6 months or so.
Okay, so what happens, right? Johnny leaves this Friday.
Yeah.
And what? And Denise?
Yeah, Johnny and Denise go this Friday.
And then what happens?
And then I'm doing a week in the house.
With
a load of guest presenters.
Notice, by the way, that, those, I'm not allowed to say... Am I?
No.
I switched the microphone to say... Those... At Planetary 4, didn't bother ringing me and Dave and asking us if we want to present any of it.
Didn't they?
No.
Yeah.
We'd be great on that show.
Yeah, I think you would, but I'll put your name forward.
Because God bless them, they've had some awful people do that.
Yeah. That is a...
What a formidable team that would be.
Yeah, I'm just thinking it through in my head now. It is quite a good... I mean, look at us here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite a rapport.
I'd be like the male Vanessa of the show.
Yeah.
And Dave would be like Zig and Zag. But in real life form.
Yeah. What would I be like?
You would be Richard Bacon. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all right.
So then who's taking over the show? Has it been announced?
Yeah, it has, yeah. Guy... Oh, has it or not?
Do you know what?
I don't think it has.
I don't think it has.
You stopped me. It's a moment longer and I'd have blown
it. So tell us.
Go on.
No, you tell us.
It's a
guy then?
It's a guy.
It's a guy and a girl.
It's a guy and a girl. The girl is Irish.
Right, I know who it is.
And very attractive.
I know who it is, yeah. It's one of the Nolan sisters, right?
That's it, yeah.
Okay.
And the bloke is a stand-up comic. It has been mentioned in the papers, but...
Bobby Ball?
It's Bobby Ball.
Right. Yeah. Bobby Davro.
Jimmy Tarbuck.
Yeah. Mm. I'm actually... The week I'm...
Chubby Brown.
Well, actually, you mentioned this. The week I'm doing it next week, I'm doing it one day with Paul Daniels and Debbie McGee.
You're not, are you?
Wow. Yes,
no, seriously. No way.
Nice. I am.
No.
I'm being serious.
Really?
Yeah. And on the last day of the week with Richard Whiteley.
Now, Richard Whiteley, he's good. He was on our show just before Christmas.
Was he?
Yeah. Strange man, but he'll be very good.
I imagine he is, yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy his little anecdotes in the middle of Countdown. I'm hoping we can have 2 hours of those on a Friday morning. Mm. You know, his jokes as he goes to the break.
Antidotes.
Yeah. Those. So that's how next week shapes up.
How come we want us to, why didn't you say, I'll only do a week if Moyles and Dave will come on the show?
I've suggested you before, and I suggest it, and they say, yeah, that's a good idea, and then I don't know what happens. But no, this is not a joke.
I suggest it, and they say that idea sucks.
And they ignore me.
No, I mean, they're very polite to me. They say, Richard, thanks for the idea.
Yeah.
We'll mull it over. But I swear I've suggested you before, and I think you'd be great.
Well, so do I.
Yeah.
I think we would be great.
Mm.
Don't you, Dave?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Better than that fellow with the glasses I used to do.
Let's make it happen.
Remember him? He was awful.
All right. Listen, we've got a new boss starting anyway, so, you know.
Yeah?
Things might change.
Really? You got a turnover at staff there at the show?
Yeah.
That's quite rare, isn't it?
It is. Sometimes I don't go to the office for a fortnight and don't know anyone when I go back in.
All right, well, stay around because we have something, we've got a new show that you're going to be doing which we're going to talk about as well.
Okay.
And also we're going to probe you with some personal questions.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Nice.
I trust you.
Okay, good. Cut my life into pieces. That's Papa Roach. It's called Last Resort and it's a great song. Hi, I'm Marianne Hobbs. She's on the rock show tonight, by the way, for midnight.
Sonic Roll Cage.
Yeah. And on the show tonight, legendary rock guitarist Slash.
Dude. Wearing his, like, big top hat and talking in an American Stoke accent.
Mm. Anyway, that's midnight tonight. Meanwhile, Richard Bacon is here. Richard began his media career by making tea at Radio Nottingham.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Because I've got Lizzie doing the research.
Well,
he says his two high points when he was reporting for the station were interviewing Nicole Kidman and reporting on sunburnt pigs.
That's true, yeah.
Richard joined Live TV as a reporter in 1996.
Yeah, true.
Were you... Here's something that somebody told me about you.
Go on.
Were you News Bunny?
No, I wasn't. I mean, the thing is, at live TV, everyone has to have a go of being News Bunny.
But you did News Bunny at least once.
Yeah, I did it a couple of times.
Wow.
You stand behind the newsreader. If it's a good story, thumbs up. If it's a bad story, thumbs down. That's pretty much all there is to it. But then News Bunny became a ballet dancing News Bunny, and I was no longer eligible to do it.
It's a tragedy.
Yeah.
Were you ever involved in topless darts?
I did a behind-the-scenes documentary about topless darts on ice.
That was Will's favourite.
It was. It was Topless Darts on Ice at the Bayswater Ice Rink, and I did this piece with all the ladies.
We really were only talking about that last night.
You really have a beautiful body of work, Richard. Damon Albarn once threw a beer over Richard for trying to interview him leaving the nightclub at 2:30 in the morning.
Where'd you get this from?
Richard joined Blue Peter in 1997 and became their 24th presenter and left just after the annual was published.
That annual is now priceless. It got removed from the shops. I did leave, yeah.
And since joining the Big Breakfast, many people have said he is one of the best things to happen to the show since Johnny Vaughan.
Today?
Yeah.
That's very nice of them.
Well, Lizzie does.
Is that what you think, Lizzie?
Thanks.
You just make that up. And then it says he's often likened to Alan Partridge.
But that's just... That's unbelievable. Who could have come up with that?
Yeah.
You know.
That's just me and Dave, by the way.
Yeah. That came from here.
Mm. All right, let's talk about your new show.
Okay.
How long have you got? So what time are you leaving?
I'm all right. I've got to get to Sheffield, but I'm all right. I'm not going to get a train for another hour and 5 minutes.
Right, Richard is doing a new game show. It's going to be on BBC Choice.
Yeah.
Do you want me to say all about it, or do you want to tell us about it?
I mean, I don't quite understand how the show works yet, so if you've got some information, that would help me out.
So you don't know how your own show works?
I've got a vague... They've signed me up. I think it's a good concept. I've got a vague idea, but the ins and outs of it, I'm not 100%
on. These are the facts. Each week, the show is called Rent Free. It gives a team of four friends the chance to live rent-free in a posh pad in their home city. The four lucky winners will live for 12 months in a luxury loft apartment or warehouse conversion. In their own home city?
Yeah.
How many luxury loft apartments do you reckon there are in Pontefract?
Yeah, or Barnsley or somewhere, you know.
So you can find them anywhere. We're building one.
A series of challenging games have been devised to test the teams, and Richard would guide them through as the tension mounts. The final round sees one team win the keys to the luxury pad. There you go.
Yeah.
Each week, Richard will be there as a winning team slide the key into the lock of their dream house. He will even be with the losing team as they return to their original home.
Yeah.
So hang on. So every week, somebody will put... They'll win 12 months in a loft.
Yeah, it's a big prize.
Every week?
Yeah. The prize... For each show, the prize is worth about 24 grand. It's big, isn't it?
It's not a bad prize.
It's not bad. So what you have to do... We're quite short on contestants at the moment, so if you enter, you've got quite a good chance of getting on the show.
Us? Go on.
We could put a team together.
Yeah, why don't we do it? Well, do you want to live in the loft?
We're not eligible.
Shut up.
No.
I'm freelance.
Yes, so am I.
I'm not staff. I can enter.
I'm explaining the rules. We'll be living together, don't you?
Yeah, Will's got a point, actually.
We live together like the monkeys.
Yeah, in our kind of comedy cottage.
Richard left ages ago.
Yeah, we used to live together, but not anymore.
www.bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you click on my page, Chris Moyle's page, they will give you details of how you can enter the new show called Rent Free. Like that?
Yeah, thanks very much.
Well, we'll talk about it more after 5 o'clock, but I've got to play a record up to the news, otherwise they'll moan upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah. I've looked, I just imagine that's where they are.
Yeah.
David Morales and Needing You. With Juliet Roberts on vocals.
Yeah, caught in the middle.
You like Juliet Roberts, Richard?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Right.
It's fine, yeah. Average, actually. A bit average.
It's got a great voice, hasn't she? You've got to respect her music, though, haven't you?
I remember it from years ago.
Yeah. She worked at Radio Nottingham making tea as well.
She was actually at Radio Derby.
Was she? Nice. No, I'll be fine. Right. if you want to enter this show, it's called Rent Free. Go to Radio 1 Online and click on my page, www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Click on Miles' page and enter Rent Free, which we'll talk more about later. Radio 1. Right, Limp Bizkit and Lauryn Hill coming up. Here's Carolyn and Philip with news and sport. It's 5 o'clock.
The FA welcomes Sven to England. That's all on Newsbeat at 5:45.
Do you live with some friends, Carolyn?
Do I?
Yeah.
No.
Because if you lived with three of your friends, Yeah. You could get the chance to live rent-free in a posh pad in your home city.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So what you've got to do is you, Dominic, Cav and Philip have all got to move into a crap hole in London somewhere, right? Enter the show on BBC Choice called Rent Free with the lovely Richard Bacon.
Right. Hello, Carolina Rice.
Hello.
Hello.
And then you could be living, right, in a luxury loft apartment or warehouse conversion.
Ooh.
Might have river views, who knows?
Cool.
Well, only if there's a river in the city, sure.
Well, they might paint a picture of a river on a big billboard outside.
Yeah, perhaps,
thanks,
yes.
Chris.
Hey, do you fancy that?
Can he fix it for me?
Well, what you've got to do is log on to my page on the Radio 1 website. And they will give you all the info you need, does it?
Yeah, it's here, actually.
There you go.
We've got it here. Yeah.
Living luxury.
You can log on and do it yourself.
That works, doesn't it?
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Carolyn?
Yeah.
Philip?
Absolutely.
Are you up for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
As long as what, Carolyn?
I was just going to say, as long as we could swap Dom for someone else.
So you don't want to live with Dominic?
No.
Richard, do you want to live with Carolyn and a few Newsbeat people?
Is Carolyn attractive?
Yes, very beautiful.
Really?
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I would.
Philip, by the way, is a minger.
Right, okay.
Seriously, he's got a face like a slapped ass.
But I've got a lovely personality.
Yeah.
He does the washing up.
I think it's better that way.
Yeah.
If Carolyn's attractive, he's a minger.
It's kind of light and shade going on.
Yeah.
It's kind of like little and large, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I would.
But, yeah, I don't want to know about that. Don't talk about living together. But you haven't even gone out for a first date yet, you cheeky monkey. Email from a guy called Johnny Russell who says Richard Bacon is the Big Breakfast King. Because he's not afraid to be miserable on TV or tell annoying people to shut up. Good on you, Richie. P.S. Does it really annoy you when you're out in the freezing cold and Johnny and co. are inside in the warm?
Yeah. Yeah. It does.
From Adrian Lewis, I would just like a message to be passed on to Mr. Bacon.
Oh.
You're kind of like the... like a pulp. That's why dogs reject Mr. Bacon. I'm an avid watcher of The Big Breakfast. That is when I'm not suffering from a hangover. Since I'm a student, this happens quite a lot. I thought one of the funniest moments was at Skibo Castle, or at the church on the day of Madonna's kids' christening, when the man Bacon jumped past the cop and started running round the grounds, then persuaded a reporter from Belgium to do the same.
Didn't you get arrested for that?
Yeah. Yeah, I made it onto the ITN lunchtime news. It's quite nice for getting arrested at Madonna's christening. Yeah. That was quite a highlight. And then the Belgian reporter got arrested as well. Oh, well, it's good, Sally.
Scott sends an email, says, yes, it has been announced in the papers who has taken over. It's Paul Tongenson and Amanda someone. So I'm guessing that it's safe to say that on the air.
Okay, all right, I'll get that, I believe, is the truth.
Amanda who?
You've
met her.
What?
You've met her.
Have I?
Yeah. She's a girlfriend of somebody that we went drinking with.
He's a comic.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You got on very, very well with her.
Mm. She's nice, isn't she?
Yeah.
Very attractive.
He got on very well with her.
Did he really?
Yeah, yeah. They're sitting a little bit too close.
Is that so?
I think so.
I think that's a little harsh.
What about last night, for God's sake, you?
What?
A fitness lady.
Didn't do anything.
Snuggling up together in the pub.
I wasn't.
Oh, come on.
I'll snuggle up next to you. I wasn't snuggling up to anybody.
Were you still there when he was sitting right next to her?
Don't remember.
It was quite disgusting to watch, actually.
I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, you were.
You weren't so good yourself, mate.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, look who I was sitting next to at the end of the night.
I don't know.
That woman taking up them two seats.
That's just your match.
Huh? Richard Bacon and I have known each other for a couple of years, so is Dave.
Correct,
we've been friends for a while.
Yeah.
Richard is a really, really good friend to have because he's so much fun.
Thank you.
And we're just saying how much we've missed each other because we haven't seen each other for a while.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping we're going to rekindle the friendship and...
Anybody who's friends with Richard will have Richard Bacon stories to tell.
Have you got some?
I've got loads. I remember you ringing me one day and going, I've got this new watch from this guy who I was walking down the road and he pulled up in a BMW and goes, here, mate, you want to buy a watch? I've just been at a watch fair and we've got too many and we need to get rid of them. And, you know, you want them? Because I want to sell them off cheap, quickly, to get rid of them. And Richard said, they were really nice as well. I went, Richard, you are joking, aren't you? And he went, but they can't have been, like, knockoff or anything, because he'd just come from a show with them.
I bought one, and then a fortnight later, it stopped.
And were you surprised?
50 quid down the drain. I may have been a little naive on this occasion.
You are very funny.
I've learnt.
Have you?
Yeah.
And I've seen... when are you on the Big Breakfast next, tomorrow morning?
Yeah, in right. Sheffield tomorrow.
Can you say what you're going to do or not?
Yeah, we're doing a piece about...
This is beautiful. This really is. Investigative journalism at its best.
We're doing a piece about an alcoholic pig. It drinks 18 pints a day.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It is a lot, isn't it?
There are many of those, though, in Yorkshire, to be fair.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. What a great job you have.
But that's a good story.
Anyway, he drinks it out of, like, a trough.
No, it goes into the pub.
But how does he handle the glass?
I mean, I imagine it takes it straight from the pump. But now, the pig has got so big now that it can't get through the door of the pub.
Right.
I don't quite know what we're going to do.
Is the pig allowed in the beer garden?
I think the beer garden's out the back, so it can't get there either.
Right, OK.
That's a problem.
Oh, nightmare for the pig.
It is.
We'll have to change his local.
But I think tomorrow we're going to reunite it with beer.
Right. And get the pig drunk live on air.
Hopefully.
What a nice feature.
We've had drunk pets before, and they're normally a winner.
I saw you the other morning when you had locked the keys to the van in the van.
Oh, yeah.
And you swung the camera around to show where the van was, and then said, if there are any car thieves in the area who would like to help us out, then please feel free to come down.
Three turned up.
Well, proper, you know,
yeah.
Proper thieves.
I'll sort that out for you, mate, yeah. Seriously, we were back in the van within half an hour.
See, this is because you're a man of the people and everybody loves you.
Either that or it's to do with where we go. But, yeah, I hope that's the reason.
Right, okay. And you were saying we might come and pop in and see you next week on the Big Break.
Yeah, because I'm in the studio next week, and if you two come down... I'll put you up.
But the big, you know, the bosses at the Big Breakfast obviously don't want us on the show.
I think they do.
I think they just don't realise how amazing we would be.
Is that right?
Yes.
If you come down next week, they will see your amazing potential. I'll put you
what
on.
What do you mean, potential?
Mate, we've already got it.
Amazing talent,
loads.
You mean?
I know, but they've already seen you on telly. I know you did the show on UK Play and everything, but, you know...
Do you know what? No, but honestly, the world...
no need to bring that up.
The world wasn't ready for our humour at that time.
Yeah. We were ahead of our time.
Mm. Yeah.
We really were.
And now things have caught up, and I think you'll be good. Seriously, come down next week, I'll put you
on. When we made that show, the nation wasn't ready for cheap, awful television.
No.
Yet now, there's so much of it.
You know...
Now we're a war.
We were like, it was like the first series of God's Gift. People didn't know what to do with it, where to go with it, whether they liked it, what was going on. But now, of course, when everyone is into it, we're not doing anything anymore.
Yeah.
But we are available.
Very available.
Will you come down next week?
Possibly.
Yeah.
If we're not training, of course.
Rundown.
If we get an invitation. Yeah. I want an invitation from the boss.
I can't, I mean, it's going to be difficult to get that.
Why?
But I'm giving you, I'm presenting
but
you
know, you're Richard Bacon, surely you click your fingers and they come a-running.
All right, I'll make a call.
Yeah?
I'll make a call to the top and I'll sort it out.
So you're going to Sheffield tonight?
Yeah.
So you'll be in Sheffield tonight, staying in a luxurious hotel?
Yeah, probably a travel in.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go out and have a few beers in the beautiful town that is Sheffield?
I try and drink at the hotel, but the problem with travel ins is they don't have a bar. You have to go over the road to a little chef normally.
Right, so, yeah.
No, but you do.
It's a great insight, isn't it, into the world and life of a TV star.
It is. At travel ins, you get no phone in the room.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty poor. So about...
Nice plug. Have a nice night there tonight. Bear in mind, you just said that travel-ins are quite poor.
Well, you didn't mean quite poor. What you meant by that is basic.
Yes.
The basic traveller's needs.
Yes.
Is that right?
Average would have been a better word.
All right, average. I say basic. For the basic traveller's needs. Perfect for what they need.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so if anyone comes up to you, sees you tonight in Sheffield, they should come up and buy you a drink.
Yeah, I'm more than happy for that to happen. Yeah.
Would you like any young ladies to come up and see you?
I mean, you know...
I would imagine many do when you're travelling the length and breadth of the UK.
Yeah, one or two do.
There's
always an opportunity to exploit.
You want to come back and read me cue cards, don't me, darling? That kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I know Johnny Vaughan, you know me, darling.
Yeah? I've tried that one. Yeah. I know them in I used to go to college in Sheffield, I know them anyway. Well, I don't know them all.
All right.
But, I'm a known figure. Look, listen, please come down next week. It'll be great. I'll put you on.
What if we come down next week and they go, sorry, we know what you want?
Well, just because I'm hosting the show, I think they'll
you're the star.
Yeah.
Are you hosting it with?
Well, different presenters every day.
Oh, that's right, you said. What day should we come down? Suggest a day with a good guest.
Do you like Paul Daniels?
No.
Richard Whiteley?
Yes.
Okay, that's Friday.
Anyone else?
On Monday, it's someone from Hollyoaks.
Who?
I can't remember.
Male or female?
A female.
Well, we'll come down on a poor day and we'll lighten up the show.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, what about the Paul Daniels day?
No, I don't want to go down. Paul Daniels would probably hate us.
Yeah, okay.
I would imagine this is the kind of show that Paul Daniels, you know, thinks is ruining the country and the morals of the land.
I met him and he loved it.
Despite the fact that he's... You know what I mean?
You can't say that on the air, though,
can you? I didn't say it on the air. Just switch the microphones off. Thank God. All right, so Richard Baker, thank you for coming in on the Big Breakfast in the Morning in Sheffield and his new show, Rent Free, where if you live with some of your friends already, you can have a chance to win a luxury loft apartment or warehouse conversion and live in it for 12 months.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you like that?
Love it.
Go to www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and click on my page and you can get the phone number and the email address.
Listen, come down on Monday if you can.
Monday? Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll see sandwiches?
Sandwiches and orange juice will be complimentary.
Beer?
No.
See you Tuesday.
Richard Bacon has left the building.
Ah-ha!
I think he hates it when we do that.
I know. He is so good on the television, though. He's just so, so good. Tomorrow morning, right, obviously, you know, when you get in the car to go to work or wherever you're going, you know, you listen to Sarah Cox.
Yeah.
You get your Walkman on or whatever, if you're on the bus or the train, you listen to Sarah Cox. But just before you leave the house, you have to watch Richard Bacon on The Big Breakfast. He's so funny. Really good. And he's our friend.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
What's going on then? John Coulshaw!
Tonight, across all of Britain, we will witness a total eclipse of the moon.
Ooh.
It will begin at about 6:42, and it will last for about 3 hours afterwards.
Ooh.
In that time, the moon shall pass into the shadow cast by the planet Earth.
Wow.
And so the full moon will not look its pure brilliant white as it normally does. It will look a dusky brick red colour.
Wow.
It's going to be very interesting to watch. Don't miss it. Total lunar eclipse totality will be about 8 o'clock tonight.
But it's cloudy.
It's not too bad.
You're going to ruin it. He had done that so well, he was almost about to hit the end of the music, and he had cocked it up like a lanky, grey-haired get.
You peed all over his astronomical bonfire.
Sorry, silly boy. So it's a total eclipse of the moon.
Yes.
Because the total eclipse of the sun...
That's where...
...was of last year.
That's right.
And the total eclipse of the heart was that awful Bonnie Tyler record.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
And Nicky French.
Mm, 1995.
So, what happens...
At about 6:42 tonight, the shadow of the Earth will begin to cross over the moon. So it will look as though the moon has a little crescent taken out of it. This will increase gradually over about 3 hours until by about 8 to half 8. That's when the shadow of the Earth will totally cover the sun, and it will just be this brick, dusky red.
Wow.
It'll be very interesting to watch.
It'll be like living in hell.
No, it won't be like that. It's a bit like, imagine if you were to look at the planet Mars, you know, the red planet Mars, and just bring it a bit nearer.
Really?
The moon will be the colour of Mars.
It's fascinating.
Blood red.
And do we know what the weather forecast is like for tonight?
Across the Midlands and up to Scotland, it's fine. You should get a very good view. In the south, across London and across to Cornwall and so on, there is some cloud, but it's broken cloud, so we might be lucky. It's definitely worth a look.
Really?
Yeah.
Where will you be to watch this event?
Well, I shall be somewhere in London, away from light pollution, hopefully, to get a very, very good view of the eclipsed full moon.
Stand on my roof if you want.
When was the last full eclipse, total eclipse of the moon?
It was about this time last
year. In your voice, please, Patrick.
It was about January of 1999. Yes. Once again, I think a cloud prevented most of Britain from seeing a clear view of it.
Right.
But tonight, we hope to be lucky and get a full view of the eclipsed moon. Very, very interesting to watch.
And if we don't see it tonight, when will the next total eclipse of the moon be?
I don't know. Normally, I couldn't tell you precisely, but they do tend to happen at least once or twice a year.
Wow. You'll see on telly anyway, won't you?
Yeah.
All right, so start off about 6:44, you say?
6:44.
And then totality.
Yes.
Nice. You know the jargon.
You know the words, man.
I know all the words there, mate. Hey, totality there, lad. Bob, what time will that be?
About 8 o'clock. Have
about 8 now. O'clock. All right. Well, thank you, John, for coming in and telling us all about it.
It will be very, very fascinating indeed.
John Coleshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Man of 1,000 planets.
You are now entering a time war.